Sean?
Hello, is this Jess?
It is. How are you?
How odd that we just run into each other like this.
It keeps happening. It's wild. It's
people are talking. Morning. You know what? If it keeps happening, it's going to be all over the internet.
We can't have that.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Fantastic. Before we talk music, let's talk about Hugo and Toast. How are they?
Oh, Hugo. Okay. Do you know what's so funny? So Hugo and Toast are not my dogs.
What?
My dogs. So my dogs are Nala and Blue. Hugo and Toast. This is funny you bring it up. Yeah, so Hugo and Toast are my hairdresser's dogs. You must have just seen me post about the brand. So they have a brand that raises money and awareness for service dogs.
Oh, that's great.
So I think they're good, but I haven't seen them in a while.
Okay, well, how are your dogs? What were their names again?
Nala and Blue. They are doing fantastic.
They're good, because I'm a dog lover, so I could sit here and just chat dogs with you all day long, because I've got two little miniature schnauzers, Jasper and Wilson, and they're absolute terrors.
Oh, no. How old are they?
Well, Jasper is just about a year, and Wilson's 11. So Jasper likes to drive the old one crazy. She'll just walk by and give him a slap.
Yep. I think that's a common dog dynamic.
All right, let's talk about music. In my head, I think you're somewhere relaxing right now because it's been a little busy as of late.
Well, yeah, it has been. But I think that's everyone that you're going to talk to this summer. This is kind of our busy season, which we love. But yeah, it's a little exhausting.
I saw you were playing Craven. How was it?
Craven was fantastic. We flew in that morning. We were coming in from Ontario. So it was a busy day too.
Very cool. Now, I had a chance to sit down and watch the video for Heartbreaker. First off, I think I counted 7 or 8 costume changes, outfit changes through the entire thing. And I was like, hang on a second. Am I watching a Reba video or is this a Jess Moskaluk video?
There were three.
There were three. Close. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. We really wanted to do something a little bit different than what I've done in the past and create some really, really beautiful visuals. So we worked with a set designer who just knocked it out of the park.
It's a gorgeous video. And you look like you're having so much fun.
Yeah. I really enjoy video shoots. And we've been shooting with Andrew Perry, who did that video, for quite some time now. So it's always a good time when we get to get together.
Now let's see if I've read the song right. Because the song to me sounds like it's about a guy who's been done wrong and he's having a tough time getting back into a new relationship. He's not sure. He's a little antsy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'm one of those people who is hesitant to talk too much about the stories behind the song. Because if that's what you're taking away from the song, it's correct. And if someone else is taking a totally different message that applies to them and their life, that's also correct.
I love that.
So, yeah, I want everyone to always think that the song is written for them, because it really is. So I wouldn't disagree with what your take is, for sure.
All right, let's talk about the big tour you've got coming up with Don Amaro, Five Roses, Tyler Joe Miller. You're going to Europe.
Yeah, I'm super excited to be going back.
Wow.
New places, but it's going to be fun.
What are the country audiences like over there?
They're different. They are focused more on albums, and I find that we're focused more on singles and the actual songs here. So it's kind of cool. They're pretty appreciative, knowing that it's challenging for us to get over there, especially frequently. So yeah, I'm excited.
Now, what kind of shows are these? Are these more of like a guitar pull style, maybe something you'd see at Big Valley or Craven, a songwriter style, or are they a full show?
They're songwriter style. We're going to do In the Round, I believe. So we'll each take turns doing kind of just an acoustic songwriter type vibe, where it can maybe change a little bit every night from show to show.
Is there a bit of a culture shock when you go over, or not so much?
Not really.
Nah.
Not in terms of the food. No, you're not really anything too different. I think the biggest culture shock is just the driving on the other side of the road. That one always takes a minute to get used to.
Hey, I've done that in parts of Saskatchewan.
You're not supposed to talk about that.
All right. Yeah. Well, you know what the ditches are like. The side of the road just kind of falls off in Saskatchewan, so you got to be careful.
Yeah, sometimes the ditches are better than the highway.
And no raccoons running around either. Well, Jess, thank you so much. What's up next? When's your next big show?
I think next weekend. We're home this weekend, thankfully, to just catch up and reset, because the following weekend we've got a Friday, Saturday, Sunday show, so it'll be a good time.
So when you've got some time to relax then, what are you doing at the house?
Cleaning and doing laundry and unpacking and repacking and doing my book work and interviews.
Well, here's a tip I learned from my wife the other day. If you've still got some stuff in the dryer that's been sitting there for a while, toss a few ice cubes in it. It'll take the wrinkles out.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that, but that makes sense.
Yeah, I had no idea either. I don't really help much with the laundry.
I'm not usually home long enough to let it sit in the dryer for too long.
Well, Jess, thank you so much for calling the Windspeaker Radio Network this morning. Really appreciate it. Wish you all the best this summer. I know it's going to be a busy one. You're crushing it, and you deserve it.
Thank